Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the kitab on salam, and we started the chapter on the manner of offering salam. So with regards to salam, just quickly to recap, we explained that this was something that was initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala asked Adam alayhi salam that make salam to the malaika and see what reply they give you. This will be the salam, the greeting of your progeny. And the salam is coming down generations upon generations, and something we've got. So the words of salam have been taught to us. So how to make salam, what words to use, how to increase upon the salam to get the maximum reward. And also the maximum amount of words that can be used in the salam was discussed. So we discussed how to make salam. And then the next thing we discussed also was when to make salam. When a person is getting permission to enter the home, a person should be the first to make salam. So we discussed that. Today we discussed something else, also taught to us in our deen, in our beautiful Shariat, is that when salam is made, then the level of audibility of salam, what it should be. In other words, this is something we may take as something trivial, but you get some people that they have hearing problems. So the level, that tone and that height of the pitch of the voice also is something that has to be considered based on the person that you are speaking to. So today's hadith teaches that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also taught us that when you're speaking to a person, consider his hearing level, consider his understanding ability, consider his ability to grasp what you're saying, and then talk. Then make salam to him, so that you don't put him in unnecessary taklif. If he's got a person, for example, who has a hearing aid, and he doesn't have his hearing aid on at that moment, if you're going to speak too softly, he's going to battle to hear you. You're going to make salam to him, he's going to battle to hear your salam. So pitch it in such a way that that person who wears a hearing aid, doesn't have it, he can also hear you. And then you get some people who've got a problem, that they hear everything too loud. Allah Ta'ala has made it such, it's a sickness, it's a bimari, that every small thing, if the fan is on, that thing irritates them. If the air condition is on, it irritates them. Car is starting outside, that noise is too loud for them. So that type of person, when you're speaking to, you need to reduce your voice, you need to lower your voice. All this is taught to us in the Mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a teacher he must have been. What a teacher he was. That everything he was taught to us. Yesterday we did one hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, that a woman, a young girl, for the first time, she had her monthly cycle. So she was quite embarrassed, and she was, didn't know how to react. And she, because she was walking on the road first, initially walking, and it was, you know, in those days, they didn't have transport like we had. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going on an animal. He seen this young girl that was walking. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put her behind him, sit in the back. You know, if two people can sit on an animal, sit in the back. So he came to a spot where they had stopped. And now she was embarrassed because for the first time she had her cycle. So she naturally was a bit embarrassed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed her so beautifully. He just told her to take some water, put salt in it, clean yourself up, clean the animal up where it's messed. And then there's nothing to worry about. And continue. So she says that for the rest of her life, every single time that she had a bath, she put salt in the water, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me that when I'm having a bath, I must put salt in the water. To such an extent that affected her, the beautiful akhlaq in the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that before she passed away, she made wasiyat that even in my ghusl water, after I pass away, salt must be put. Imagine. Nabi sallam told her the first time, the last occasion when she's leaving the world, she's making wasiyat. So that was the teacher that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, that he won everyone over in his mannerisms, in his way, in the way he conducted himself, even as a teacher. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana idha takallama bi kalimatin a'adaha thalathan hatta tufhama anhu, wa idha ata ala qawmin fasallama alayhim, sallama alayhim thalathan, rawahu al-Bukhari. وهذا محمول على ما إذا كان الجمع كثيرا. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something, he would repeat it thrice so that it could be understood. And when he went to any people, he would greet them thrice. This applied to when the gathering was large. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he considered that the people that are listening to me, when I'm speaking, I mustn't speak something that leave them confused. I spoke so fast that they didn't understand. In the hadith it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak, and even his speech would be slow. In other words, the person that is listening is able to grasp the notes, the voice, the words clearly. There was no need for a person to strain himself. And when he would say something, he would say it, and it was something that was important, that needed to be understood. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say it 3 times. So if a person didn't catch it the first time, he would catch it the second time. Didn't catch it the second time, the third time, person would get it. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come into a gathering, it was a big gathering. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say salam. This is what he's dealing with, the chapter on salam. He'd say salam 3 times. Everyone in the gathering wanted to hear the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if he only made salam and the people that were closest to him heard, what about those people that were far away? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in considering every person, he would repeat that salam 3 times. So everyone there felt nice that we got the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. How rich our deen is in so many different values. It is taught to us, the words are taught to us, the way to give salam, who to give salam, how to give salam. Yesterday we did, when the third party gives salam, then what words we should say to reply to that salam. What we said, we first say wa alayhi. So third party sends salam with someone to us. This person is saying that Muhammad Yusuf Qasim has given salams for you. What reply must we give? So the first thing we'll say is wa alayhi, upon him, upon the person that sent the salam, in other words the third party. And then we'll say wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then we are giving salam to even the messenger that brought the salam. We are replying to his salam. So we say wa alayhi wa alaykumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Even this is taught to us in our deen, that how we reply to a third party via a messenger. Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله